I had heard many stories about Jesus before I met him. People said that he was a prophet. Others said that he was the Messiah. And with all the rumors, I wanted to meet him and decide for myself. I was fascinated by the miracles that I heard of him doing, of his kindness to all people. Even though I was not welcome at the synagogue meetings because of my job, I believed in God and I wanted to know him more. And I thought, if this man was a prophet, he would be useful to speak to. He was knowledgeable and spoke with wisdom and authority, people said. I wanted to hear him talk for myself and listen to what he had to say. But my job as a tax collector did not allow me to write, I thought. Working for Herod and the Romans meant that I was hated by my own people. Many who used to be my friends quickly left me when I took the job. I don't blame them. I knew that what I was doing went against how I should have acted as a Jew. But I figured that working for the Romans gave me favor in their eyes and I could maintain a good lifestyle. What the people around me thought didn't matter. Their whispers as I passed didn't affect me. Or so I told myself. Anyway, because of that, I knew that going to see Jesus and talking to him was not possible. He wouldn't want anything to do with me, I thought. Why would he? If he was who he claimed to be, he just had to take one look at me and he would know that I had all but betrayed my own people for money. Oh no, I would not put myself in a position to allow him to humiliate me. So when I heard he was nearby, I did not go out to see him, and instead got to my work. And it was there that he found me. Suddenly there was a commotion in the crowds, and I looked up to see a man watching me. His eyes were so kind, gentle. I was accustomed to being looked at with hatred and anger. The people around me called out to him. I remember my hands starting to shake when I heard them call him Jesus. I regularly dealt with Roman soldiers and men of power and ability and had never felt as uncomfortable as I did in that moment. Oh, I should clarify, though, it was not Jesus who made me uncomfortable. It was myself. When he looked at me, it was as if suddenly I could see what an awful man I was. I could see how despised I was by my own people, and suddenly the money I had only made me feel more worthless. Jesus walked to where I was sitting and stopped at my table. He just kept looking at me, like I was the only person in that marketplace. And the longer he stood there, not saying anything, the more sure I became he was going to make an example out of me. "See this man? How greedy he is, how he has betrayed his own people. Do not be like him," is what I was waiting for. Even though he was calm and gentle in every way, I almost wanted him to just say it and get it over with. I stood up, anxious to leave, but he put his hand on my shoulder. When I met his eyes, I saw something that I had not seen in anyone's eyes for many, many years. Love. I can't explain it, but I knew it was there. And suddenly what I did and who I was didn't matter, because he wasn't looking at me as a Jew to a tax collector, but more as a father to a lost son. Finally, he spoke, and all he said, "Follow me." It wasn't anger or condemnation like I'd expected, but rather it was an invitation. An invitation to follow him and learn from him and listen to him without humiliation or worry. His offer was an honor that I did not think myself worthy of, especially when I looked around and saw the faces of the men who already followed him. They knew of my job, and they hated me for it, even though they didn't know me. But Jesus, he was so different. So, I did the only thing that made sense to do. I followed him.